T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of a trip down memory lane.
Yeah. If you're a kid, you might, maybe, if you like baseball.
I did.
You probably played wiffle ball.
I did.
At some point in your life. And it was invented in Connecticut back in 66 years ago. What do I know it's 66 years ago? Because I'm 66 years old.
Oh.
It was invented in the summer of 53. And with us now is the president of wiffle ball and a third generation of wiffle ball people, David Mullaney. David, good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Wiffle ball, I mean, every kid who's ever picked up a baseball bat has picked up a wiffle ball bat. And it was your dad who inspired your grandfather to come up with this crazy thing.
That's right, yeah. My grandfather was actually out of work at the time. And, he'd head out of the house in the morning, going to look for work, and he'd see my dad and his buddies playing a little game in the side yard with a plastic golf ball and a broomstick. He'd come home later in the day, and they'd all still be playing. You know, he captured my attention all day long. Downside was they had sore arms and trying to throw a curveball, and my grandfather, having been a semi-pro pitcher, said, hey, let's try and make a ball that'll curve real easily and won't travel too far, won't be breaking windows, and here we are.
That's another good thing, yeah.
Now, did he go through a couple of different ideas before he finally settled on the classic wiffle ball?
Yes, I believe over the course of, probably 3-4 evenings, they cut multiple designs and tried different weights, and it was really a trial and error process.
Wow.
My grandfather wasn't a technical guy, but he knew what he wanted to do.
Yeah. God. And so the placement of the holes make it. You know what I don't remember? I didn't remember the other side of it. The half, other half, was solid. I didn't remember that. I thought everything was. And we've got one right here in the studio, and we've been having fun all morning with it. So it is.
Except when I almost killed Ray trying to throw it.
That's right.
Would have been an unfortunate
You've
part of the morning.
You've been doing everybody
show.
A favor, but a lot of things. If you go to the website, by the way, it's wiffle.com.
Oh, it's a fabulous website.
Yeah, no H in that. That's wiffle. .com. It's wiffle ball, not wiffle ball. By the way, did anybody try and steal the idea by calling it a wiffle ball?
You know, we do have to get after people every now and then. It's mainly, just unintentional misuse.
Right.
But I don't think there's. And every now and then you do find some stuff that that comes in from overseas that might be labeled with WH. And so we gotta police that and straighten them out.
By the way, you also do golf balls.
We
right?
do.
No, golf wiffle balls are great to hit practice.
Are they really?
To practice with. They're terrific. And this, could you have ever imagined, or could you have dad Jeez. Have ever imagined that this would take off the way it is? I mean, there's tournaments, there's fields.
Yeah.
It's become its own cottage industry.
Yeah, it's I remember when my grandfather was still around, he was probably, he had to be in his early 80s at that time. And he still came into work when he was up here in Connecticut. And he was talking one day, he goes, I really, really didn't see what has happened,
Right.
He just really didn't expect it to be
the
longevity of the game and the love for the game, and he was really proud of it.
How did it get picked up? Because obviously, was he selling it out of the house, or was he showing up at county fairs, or what was he doing?
They started, our first facility was in Woodbridge, Connecticut.
Right.
And, he'd started selling locally and hitting distributors around. And then he got teamed up with a sales representative out of New York City who handled a lot of different toys and even his own brands of goods. And he told my grandfather even then, he goes, you might get a couple of years out of this thing. And he agreed to take on a line and represent it to retailers. And so FW Woolworth.
Oh, really?
Was our very first national account. And that's how it kind of spread across the country.
That's
crazy.
You're
still here.
Who came up with the bat? Because the plastic bat is as much, it isn't as important as the ball, but the plastic bat's pretty important.
The original bats were made of wood.
Really?
Yep. It was a very skinny, almost like a broom handle style bat.
Right.
Like stickball.
Yeah. Yep. And those were in our line really up in, until the early 70s.
Right.
And from the very late 60s to the early 70s, there's an overlap where we did both plastic and wood, and then kind of transitioned to the all plastic. So we kept it very thin, and really the reason it's the yellow color, or you know, our trademark yellow color,
yeah,
is you know, when they were trying to decide what color to make it, you know, brown didn't seem all that appealing.
No.
Right.
And my dad had said to my grandfather, he goes, you know, whenever they show bats in the comics, they're always yellow.
That's pretty cool.
That's perfect. And, you know, the fun thing, and I'm sure you did this too, and I'm sure Ray did it, but when you went out and played wiffle ball with your friends, when you, right, if you were pitching, you imagined you were like the pitcher on your, like Whitey Ford or Dennis Leonard or, you know, Tom Seaver or Bill Mambuquet, Jim Lomberg, whoever. You always put yourself into that place as, hey, I'm throwing just like my favorite big league pitcher is.
Cool,
Yeah, and the guys at the plate were doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They were emulating the style of, you know, pick a big league hitter, and they were trying to, they'd get in the same stance.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know, and swing the bat the same way, and it was, it's fun. You know, it's really a game that anybody can play.
I always liked Mini Minoso.
Yeah.
Well, he had that crouch. I mean, it was kind of interesting.
Oh, my God, yes.
And the bat was, like, almost over his shoulder. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, and as we're talking with Dave Mullaney, he's the president of Wiffle Ball, which his grandfather created 66 years ago. You can go to the website, wiffle.com. It's phenomenal. It seems like, from looking at the a couple of things, it seems like it's really, really big in the Midwest as far as tournaments and that kind of thing is concerned.
Yeah, you know, the tournaments are really all around the country. The Midwest has a bunch. Even here in New England, there are numerous events. I was at one last weekend up in Vermont. It was the Travis Roy.
Oh, great!
His 18th annual.
Yeah,
and it was fantastic. You know, great fields, humongous turnout.
God.
And they had a great time. They raised a lot of money for folks with spinal cord injuries as well. I think they were up over $700,000.
No, that's amazing.
The other thing, here's what I'm not aware, and Joe, I don't know about you, but when we played, it was always basically Major League Baseball rules. I know we had a short right field in the front, my guy across the street, short right field, short fence. But, you know, you could go up in the lawn, it was a whole lot. But, I mean, we played it as if it were baseball. Are there different rules? Because you've got the rules up here on the website.
Yeah, if you check out our rules, and really those are the rules my dad and his buddies played under in their neighborhood. They didn't have enough guys to field, you know, two teams.
Ah, well, that's really the same problem.
Yeah, so out of necessity, they went to kind of an over-the-line style game with, the, you know, ghost runners, and it just really depended how far you
make-believe,
hit the ball.
Yeah, make-believe runner. I know my house, we played in our backyard because we had a house with two porches. If you hit it in the first porch, it was a double.
Oh!
If you hit it in the second porch, it was a home run.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. You know,
the upper deck.
You catch the antenna. Well, back when people had antennas on the roof, you know, that, depending on whose field it was either a home run or an out. You know?
Now, are they still being is it still being manufactured in Connecticut?
Oh yeah, yes.
In Shelton, or where is it? Yeah.
Yeah, right here in Shelton.
That's great. And how many people do you employ?
Oh, about a dozen or so.
That must be fun. It must be great to work at something.
At lunch break, do you guys go out and play?
No, not usually.
I was hoping.
You never know. We have a pretty good size upstairs to our building, and the season we're pretty seasonal, so at certain times of the year, it's not
conducive to being out and playing. Exactly.
Well, you can go upstairs and play a little bit, so that's always always fun.
Well, it's been a fun time reminiscing about part of our childhood, the Wiffle Ball, National Wiffle Ball Day, and Dave Mullaney is president of Wiffle Ball. His grandfather created the game when he's watching his dad play in his backyard. Dave, it's been really fun talking to you. Thanks for the time. Continued success.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's something that's worldwide, I do believe, really.
Well, it says the rules. You can play this with two people.
Well, I suppose if you do it, home run derby?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Or that short right field, I could have made it.
Or you figure out where people, you know, what's a double, what's a triple, what's a home run.
I like the porch rule.
The porch was fun. The home run porch was fun. My aunt lived on the bottom floor. Her porch was a double. And then if you hit it upstairs, it was a home run. Everything else was an out. You can only get triple or a home or a double or a home.
God, all or nothing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like home run derby.
Woof, tough. All right, well, that's good to know. And as I said, this came up in it's Wiffle Ball Day today. This is when I first introduced.
See, that's why this checker day thing is good, because we can come up with stuff
like
that.
We figure these things out.
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.